Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, local startup Tempest was founded in mid-2019 and recently realized their goal of delivering the perfect mechanical keyboard, something which propelled the inception of the company. Kirin, the keyboard, is a wireless 10-keyless mechanical keyboard which retails for just under $150. So joining us today are two of the three co-founders, Ben Hui, who is also CMO, and Eric Heng, who is CEO, who along with their longtime friend Isaac Lim decided to do this because they were not satisfied with off-the-shelf keyboards, particularly with their plastic build and weak battery life. All this because they're big gaming fans. Gents, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
So surely this is quite a thing to undertake just because you don't like what's on the market. Tell us how it all came about and how you founded Tempest. Perhaps Eric, you can help us out.
Basically, we started out as a group of friends who are actually mechanical keyboard enthusiasts. Kind of got into the scene about 5 years ago or so. And we were kind of looking for a wireless mechanical keyboard that is ready and off the shelf. But soon to realize it's all relatively expensive. So what we are trying to do here is we are trying to look for a way that we can provide mechanical keyboards to the community without breaking the bank.
Right. And give us a comparison. Usually the ones on the market now would cost?
For something that will have the similar features to what the Kirin has, it will cost maybe up to close to about $200.
Hmm. So why is your Kirin that much better, besides being cheaper? Because a lot of times people think once it's cheaper, the quality is... Mm-hmm.
For us, it will be mainly the branding. And what we can see is most brands out there, I will not name them, but they are
actually... To protect the guilty, is it?
Yeah, but they tend to mark up their prices by quite a large margin just to sell the branding as well together as a whole package.
Yeah.
As a startup, we decided not to put so much emphasis on the price as well as on the brand itself. So we wanted to deliver something that is more towards what the consumer might want initially.
So let's say if the stuff on the market, you're saying earlier we talked about how the plastic build is a question, the weak battery life is a question. The Kirin performs better in this regard?
Yeah, I would say so. So the Kirin lasts about 20 to 60 hours just on the battery itself.
Mm-hmm.
And most people we actually tested it out on, it actually lasts close to about 2 weeks of regular work time.
Yeah. So the business model, though, of the company is traditional, yeah? You're selling stuff, hoping to make money out of it.
Yes.
Then how, if you are you breaking even, would you say?
Say at the moment, we have not broke even yet.
Yeah.
So we're still looking into ways that we can actually try to expand our business as well. And especially as a new startup in Singapore, you know, most people will have their doubts on products. So we are trying to gain the trust of customers as well and at the same time try to educate them on their usage of mechanical keyboards.
Right. Let me ask Ben, though, as Chief Marketing Officer, what were some of the challenges trying to sell your product, so to speak?
Okay, so as a new startup with not much prior experience that we have, I would say that a lot of things are shot in the dark for us. As much as we are prepared, there are a lot of unknowns involved.
Mm.
And preparing for these unknowns was a very tough challenge for us. One example is that when we started about 8 months ago, a couple of my co-founders, they actually left their jobs prior to starting up the business. Finances and everything was very tight because everything, all of our savings were actually sunk into the business. So this meant that all your luxuries, we were had to take a step back.
You know, like food and sleeping.
Like we have to cut down the luxuries, manage our finances properly and think of the next step for the company.
Since we brought that up, how did the family and friends react to this?
Personally, my friends and family, they thought that I was being very secretive and very sneaky because they did not know what we were doing. And actually we launched...
Here's the thing. Why didn't you tell them? Because you knew they would have a certain type of reaction?
We are actually very kiasu people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Afraid to lose.
Yes, that's a very Singaporean mindset. Feel that we don't want to jinx it as well.
Mm.
Yeah, so by telling our friends and family, we felt that it would kind of downplay the whole launch. That's why we actually held back on telling them.
Yeah.
I can understand their surprise when we came up with Tempest. And most of them, they did not know what we were doing.
For you as well, Eric?
For me, I would say my family was relatively supportive in this aspect.
Did you tell them what you were doing?
Oh, yeah,
Did the parents feel like, here, look, I was trying to get you to stop playing your video games and actually study harder, and now you've actually gone into business doing it. What?
Yeah, so my parents always had the mindset that we had to start our own business some way or another. instead of doing corporate for our whole lives. So in my case, it was just, I would say, a little earlier than expected as I left my job, didn't have
income. Yeah, you're still relatively young too to be jaded and burnt out, so to speak, right?
So they always had the mindset of fail trying is better than not trying at all.
Mm, okay.
So they were very supportive in this aspect.
Yeah. So Ben, talk to us about, say, the biggest regret so far.
So far, I would say that with the biggest regret would be to not meet our customers' expectations some of the time. Because
the feedback been?
The feedback has been rather warm, I would say. The response to the Kirin model has been rather warm. They really appreciate that we came up with keyboards with different colorways, and it's not the generic keyboards that you see on the market right now. So we wanted that's actually why we started the company. We wanted to show people that the keyboard is not just a tool for use. It can also be something that you can express your creativity with. Yeah, that's why we came up with the colors. So I would say one of the biggest regret that we encountered would be some of the product technicalities where they actually are not happy with some of the lighting on the keyboard. I would say that with this also comes with our biggest success. So I wouldn't want to proclaim that we have a bigger success right now because we are so young and we're so new. So proclaiming
so cautious a, you yeah. are, then
proclaiming a bigger success feels like a long shot to us.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, one of the biggest success that we have. Even after a long day at work, I would say we count the small victories. Even after a long day at work, you feel down, you feel stressed out. A simple good customer review or someone says something good about your product, that means a lot to
that
me.
That sustains you, yeah?
Yeah, that means a lot to me.
How much will feedback counter into or be taken into account as you say continue to evolve your product?
Oh, at Tempus we regard user experience with the utmost importance. So because
I imagine testing and then coming up with the new product with the changes, that's a time consuming endeavor too.
Definitely, that's why we took actually before we launched, we only launched for about 1.5 months now. So before that, we actually had to prepare for about 8 to 9 months from the whole testing and development stage of the Kirin. And that's where we are today.
We're speaking with Tempus co-founders Ben Hui and Eric Hing. They recently released their flagship product, I'd say, right? Kirin is the wireless 10 keyless mechanical keyboard, which retails just under $150. So why no to investors at this time? In the future, might you be okay with investors coming in?
It might seem crazy to say no, especially as a young startup.
Have there been people who want to invest?
I wouldn't say any names, but...
to protect the guilty.
Yeah, we have been in some talks, and even though we're still young, in the initial stages, in the early days, we were looking for grants. So we know that fundraising is definitely not an easy task. Most importantly, we might not get another chance if we don't recognize our opportunities and the timing involved. However, we are still relatively new. We just started less than 2 months ago. We don't want to hand over control or risk being undervalued at this time.
For some investors, that might not be necessary.
Yeah,
they might just believe in your goal and have you take the money and do what you
will. That's it. We are not completely against the idea.
Yes.
So we have been in some talks and we have tried to see where our objectives align and whether they are willing to know about our product and what we intend to achieve in the future. So that's it. We are not completely against the idea. However, currently we are happy being in the driver's seat.
What's the ultimate hope for Tempus then, Eric?
I guess for us, we kind of want to bring in as many products as possible. And especially when it comes to a keyboard, it's not one keyboard for all. Every one of them has their own personal opinions on which one they feel is the best. So in our case, we kind of want to make sure that our keyboard is the centerpiece of every single setup. As we can see right now, we see ourselves currently growing sort of at a steady pace. We're not trying to rush into things and making products just for the sake of making products. We kind of want to make it so that every customer out there can actually achieve what they want to do instead of just getting a keyboard off the shelf. So something very personalized for every single customer out there.
And the customer is a focus on gaming enthusiasts, right?
Not just limited to gaming enthusiasts, but rather anyone who uses a keyboard for a long period of time. They can actually appreciate what we have to offer.
Yeah. What will be the challenges coming up as you endeavour toward making this ultimate keyboard?
I would say one challenge to us right now might be eventually when we scale harder, might be trying to establish support systems for our customers. If there are more issues or more customers who might not know what they want, it will be quite a small team for us to actually handle it at the moment.
Yeah.
At the moment right now, when there's any customer issue, we can actually respond to them instantaneously. We either get the customers to bring their product down or we head down to the customer directly and try to solve their problems.
How large is your team right now?
So our team actually only consists of the three founders at the moment.
Ding, ding, dong. Any plans to expand, or when do you start to expand?
Oh, definitely.
What size you think, or what sort of business are you doing before you will
expand?
So
right now we are taking things slow, and because we want to improve our processes. After 2 months of after launch, we want to establish a customer base where we can actually we know what are the common issues or common technical problems that these customers might face. So we want to get our processes down before we actually bring on a bigger team or bring on more people to share our vision.
Is there a plan B, Eric?
I would say there always will be a plan B for our case, since we are to a certain extent overly cautious. But at the moment, we are also looking to try to expand, and in the long run, we can even go. The main aim will always to be going global. But for a plan B as a fail backup, we would definitely have that. But to divulge this, maybe not so soon.
Ben, the plan B.
For me, as a... I don't know.
Does
this,
Eric know your plan B?
We've never really talked about this. We came on to found this company with a common goal in mind, which is to create something which can let people express their creativity. So ultimately, I think until I see that being realized, I don't think there will be a plan B for me.
Well, we wish you all the best.
Yeah.
I understand
so
risk aversion and cautiousness. Tempest co-founders Ben Hui and Eric Heng. Do also send our very best to Isaac, who is your other co-founder. Thanks for coming, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.